Le jour du pervers, le jour du hachoir, le journal du hard, je salue Emmanuel Morgan pour vous servir. Générique. Moped Las par les Python de Test You Babies au bateau ivre. Et nous, on continue avec Crunk Gen LSD. Not enough space. And now I live on LSD.
I'm gonna
Voilà, Peter and Test Tube Babies en live et on va écouter en studio Zombie Creeping Flesh.
To pay.
Syndrome 81 dans les rues de Brest qui joue au bateau ivre en décembre. Et on poursuit nous avec Angelic Upstarts, We Are The People. Un bout d'interview. Interview with Peter and the Test Tube Babies. Bateau Ivre. First 2024. First question: why this name, Peter and the Test Tube Babies? Is it
not? On a déjà entendu le début de l'interview. Ne vous inquiétez pas.
Test Tube Babies are it does. Have nothing to do with this.
No, it's because when we started, we didn't have a name, and then somebody said, "Oh, you're in a band. What's the name of your band?" We had no name. He said, "Why don't you Do you have any songs about test tube babies? Because that was the first year that the test tube baby was born. Oh, so okay. We took it from that. That's how it became the band name.
How did you, let's say, dive in the punk rock music?
Give me fire!
C'est GBH, Give Me Fire, et on poursuit avec Viokers, Governments to Blame.
Die, die, die.
C'était Vice Squad, Living in Dreams. Le marqueur de l'émission, le One World Fed Cup, Kozule Okami, Baby Card. Et on continue avec Peter and Test Tube Babies, Ten Deadly Sins.
Cowboy and a man, sometimes it's hard to be true. So when I'm feeling randy, there's temptation handy. I remember what he's telling me. Tell a ugly thing. I'll be good to my mom and my pepper. Good to have always been real good to me. I try not to talk dirty.
Sometimes
plutôt country comme morceau, non? Peter and the Test Tube Babies, Ted Deadly Sin, et on revient à l'interview.
From the pubs.
You guys can answer this one.
You can.
You can, Sam.
I wasn't born.
I'm only 34 years old.
Because there is a French band called Trotskids, who did a song called Pas de Voyous dans mon bar. Okay. And in a way, it's the same. It means almost the same thing. It's about people who cannot access to a pub or because of their reputation. And
Yeah, we know the Trotskids.
Yeah, I saw that. The singer did some drawing in...
The singer Dume was at our gig yesterday.
But they stopped. How would you define your music? What I mean is, there was the something called 82 wave, UK 82 wave, the second wave of punk rock. So you had people like GBH, Exploited, were, let's say, hardcore punk. You had the Oi thing, and you had people where you have a called anarcho-punk things, but you also had people who were, I would say, in between. People like, for example, Crane Generation, Vice Squad. Okay. The name that come, or not, for example, Order, or it was the continuity of the same thing as what, for example, Sex Pistols, Clash, Damned did. They didn't have something, so different from the Sex Pistols than the Skunks Wave. So is Peter and the Test Tube Babies, would you consider yourself Oi band, or a band like Krungen and the Vice Squad, or more like Exploited, GBH, or
punk rock?
I reckon
punk rock.
I think the Test Tubes come right at the end of the first one, and they've maintained that sort of style. Since they didn't go into UK 82 or anything like that, they've just kept their own style
just
a punk band. And the problem become when people start pigeonholing different things, instead of it just being a punk band, they started calling it UK 82 and Oi.
Donc je leur demande dans comment ils définissent leur son. Est-ce que c'est du hardcore? Est-ce que c'est de la oi? Est-ce que c'est de l'anarcho-punk? Ou bien entre tout ça, enfin la seconde vague. Donc je cite des groupes comme Vice Squad, Krungen, qui sont ni hardcore ni oi. Et donc la réponse, c'est on est tout simplement un groupe punk rock. Et en gros, ils disent faut pas prêter trop d'attention aux étiquettes.
All your music is terrible.
I like it.
Of course you do. The famous Oi band test Toy Dolls.
You did an album, a cover album called The Shit Factory.
Mm-hmm.
You covered, let's say, the star of Stoke Canal Waterman production from label. Did some of them react to the album?
No, I don't think any.
Donc là, je leur pose une question sur l'album de reprise de tube de Stoke Aitken et Waterman, et je me demande si quelqu'un a réagi par rapport à leur album, et je crois que Peter dit non.
The only people that have reacted to one of our songs that we tried to cover was Serge Gainsborough. We tried to do a cover of Je T'aime, and his estate threatened to sue us if we released it.
Ooh.
Serge Gainsborough.
Ah!
Yeah, his family heard it, or his record label, and they threatened to sue us to take us to court if we released it.
Et donc le batteur dit qu'en fait la seule personne qui a réagi par rapport à une reprise, c'est Serge Gainsbourg, qui a menacé, et notamment aussi là, les ayants droit, ils ont menacé Peter and the Test Tube Babies de poursuites judiciaires s'il sortait le morceau. Donc je pense qu'il devait faire la reprise de Je t'aime moi non plus. Je crois que j'en avais déjà parlé de ça. Mais je pensais que ça n'avait pas été enregistré dans l'interview. Bah, ça a été enregistré, tant mieux pour moi.
So we do have a version of Je t'aime, but we've never released it, because we're not allowed to.
But do you know that Serge Gainsbourg stole African musicians?
Yeah.
So it's funny to...
Well, the world of music is full of plagiarism, isn't it? I don't think very few people these days are original.
No.
Yes. It's all rehashed from someone else.
Not everyone threatened to
see. Well, the thing is Peter put a lot of effort into that, because on the original song, he's apparently having sex. So to cover the song properly, Peter recorded himself and his girlfriend having sex for the song, so if you listen to it, you can hear them having sex in the background.
Like, Guns N' Roses also did that.
Yeah.
Who?
Guns N' Roses did it as well.
Yeah,
it
did
for,
that really.
In the first album. But yeah, yes, in fact, he did a version of Brigitte Bardot.
Yeah.
And husband, he censored it.
Donc là, le batteur dit aussi que, comme dans la version de Je t'aime moi non plus, enfin en tout cas la première version avec Brigitte Bardot, il y a une implication de sexe. Donc il dit que Peter chanteur donc a enregistré le morceau avec, en utilisant sa petite amie, et donc ça le fait rire, le batteur. Et moi je cite les Guns, puisque je crois que pour My Michelle, ou non, c'est pas My Michelle, c'est Rocket Queen, je crois, Axl a fait la même chose, donc sur le premier album des Guns. Et on parle aussi du fait que Serge Gainsbourg a volé des gens, a plagié, mais c'est lui donc qui intente un procès donc pour par rapport à son morceau intéressant.
So there's the version with the most known is the version
what?
With Jane Birkin, in fact.
Ah, you need money.
Et donc là, il va y avoir une pause.
I got any cash on me, but no.
Okay.
Yeah, don't worry, we're just buying drugs. Don't worry. good interview material.
Donc on fait une pause, et le problème c'est que quand j'ai repris, eh bien rien n'a été enregistré, malheureusement. Qu'est-ce qu'on va écouter maintenant? Bien, rien n'a été calé. Eh bien, on va écouter le live et puis le temps de caler un morceau.
Thank you.
Rough, Comunicato et Decibelios Botas y Tirantes.
Invitation, can't crush a party. No invitation, but it